This is Dr. Letitia Wright for IDCDating.com. IDCDating.com is where we're creating multicultural relationships every day. We're here with our sexy chef, Rocky Fino, who's the author of We'll Cook for Sex. And, Rocky, I've got some great news to tell you.
What's that?
You know, I heard a wonderful success story on IDCDating.com where a couple were talking about how they met, how they fell in love, and in the middle of telling their success story, they actually proposed.
No way.
Yeah. Bomb Tongue and Maurice 27 are now officially engaged and I guess officially off the market at IDC.
Yeah, it would take you off the market. That usually does. They must have done it over, it must have been the food that did it.
That could be it. That could be it.
That's amazing. So how long in the process? I mean, they were... That's a pretty quick success story, isn't it?
Yes, I think they've met over a couple of months, and their whole story is actually going to be listed on the Connections newsletter, so people can look at the story of Bomb Tongue and Maurice 27. But yeah, I mean, they didn't spend centuries looking for each other. Because all of the qualifications were there, they were able to meet and find out that they liked each other very much.
Right on. When it's right, it's right.
That's it. That's it.
That's amazing. Well, you know, hey, I'll tell you what. So he popped the question right there on the spot?
Yes, right there on the spot.
See, now that's interesting to me because I would be the guy, you know, when you're thinking of popping the question, that's a night that you're really going to plan in your head, like every step of the way.
Uh-huh.
You know, you want to work with your strengths at that point. I'm not the type of guy who would go out and do that in front of 45,000 screaming fans, have her name come up on the billboard or whatever it is in the stadium. You know, you see those stories where they at the ballpark or whatever, and he throws up, you know, it stands up in front of that. That wouldn't be me.
Okay.
Putting her on the spot like that, I'd be more for the intimate dinner for two.
Okay.
Which is typical of me. I'm one dimensional that way. I like the food angle.
Okay.
My strength. And if it was me, I think it would be important, you know, because like I said, it's a night that you want her to remember every step of the way, especially hopefully when she says yes. You know, hopefully. But I would think that you'd want to do everything, you know, somewhat elegant.
Okay.
Somewhat nice. What do you think about that?
I think so, too. I think a nice, elegant dinner is really what most women imagine. And of course, you're the perfect person to tell us how to pull that off without becoming, you know, super chef.
No. This would be something you'd want to do. You've got to keep it simple. You can't, I mean, you got other things on your mind that day. It's not like you could be focused on making this incredible meal. You got to be you got some other things that concern you. I would tell you right now, pastas are always women generally love pastas, and what I know that says elegance and says special is lobster.
Wow! Yes, of course.
You know, you just the word lobster, and all of a sudden, you know, eyes light up. You know, it's not every day you get lobster. So I think we do a lobster fusilli pasta.
Lobster fusilli pasta. Now, how do we spell that?
Fusilli.
Mm-hmm.
Fusilli.
Okay.
They're the little curly Qs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's just the style of pasta, the little curly Q pastas.
And sometimes they're in, like, red and green colors?
So yeah. You could get them in spinach fusilli, yeah. There's, you know, the green spinach fusilli. And, I'm sure during the holiday season, they probably have a couple of boxes out there that have put some red and greens together.
Okay. So this dish is going to be lobster and pasta, and how long does it take to prepare for this? Is this a long cooking thing?
No. This is going to take as long as it takes to heat, basically to a few minutes prep, cutting, and then as long as it takes to heat the water and boil the pasta.
Okay, let's go through the ingredients list first.
Yeah, because we don't want to do too much shopping this day either.
Okay.
You got to figure the main shopping's been done on that ring. He's focused on the rock.
Okay.
He's a little, you know, gotta be. We're gonna keep it simple as always. We're gonna start with one shallot, which is that small onion we talked about before.
Mm-hmm.
You get one shallot, and we're gonna get about a pound of lobster tail, which most likely you're gonna get 2 half-pound tails.
Okay. How do we tell fresh from stale? Is there any special way of picking them?
You know what? The lobster's a tricky one to find, and I gotta tell you, a lot of times you're gonna end up finding frozen tails.
Okay.
And you know, best bet on the lobster is just, you know, check with the guy behind the counter.
Okay.
They're pretty honest with you.
Okay.
Now we're going to get a bunch of we're going to get one bunch of cilantro,
mm-hmm.
a box of the fusilli pasta,
and
now we're going to have some oil, olive oil.
Olive oil, and that's from our basic list.
And our butter from our basic list.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get now fish stock would be the preferred broth you'd want to use here. It's not always easy to find.
Okay.
So if you can't find fish stock, we're going to go with chicken broth. You'll be okay. Chicken broth is a good enough substitute.
Okay, great. So don't sweat it. Look for fish broth, but if you're unable to find it,
chicken broth.
Chicken broth is just fine.
Yep. And lastly, we're going to get some a small container, half and half, or milk.
Half and half or milk. Okay.
And that's our shopping list. So we're pretty good.
Wow. Okay.
Now, the pasta is a meal in itself, and it's a nice, elegant dish that we're going to serve over, with a glass of wine. And, for me, I would probably have a pretty neat dessert maybe that you pick up at the bakery.
Okay.
For the end of the meal, just because that would be something to celebrate, again, mm-hmm. pending that she says yes.
And then what
there's
kind
something
of,
to celebrate.
What kind of wine would you suggest someone look for?
With the lobster, it's got a nice rich flavor. I would you can mix it up here. You can a good Chardonnay. Nice crisp Chardonnay would go good with this.
Okay.
If you're a red wine fan, maybe even a fruity Sangiovese or something like that would work.
Okay. Wow, that sounds great.
And it wouldn't hurt to have a bottle of champagne on hand.
Yes.
this is the night of all nights.
Exactly. Don't forget the champagne. That'll be extra in there just in case.
You bet.
Okay, so we've got our shopping list together. We've made our wine selections. We've gotten a nice dessert from a bakery or even some of the bakeries in the stores even have some pretty nice, special items.
Oh, yeah, you get something special for that night. I'd look for something really good, something that's going to be, like I said, it's going to be a neat experience. After the yes question, the rest of the night's a celebration.
Exactly. So we've got all of our ingredients.
Now, the one thing I'm confused about
mm-hmm.
is we had always talked, Barry White is a stone cold winner when it comes to background music.
Okay. Hands down.
Hands down. But are we running Barry White on this night? I don't know. I think you got to do something a little different.
Okay. That question's up for grabs. Okay. The music that you choose to set the mood. As long as it's her favorite.
That would be the key. That's right.
It's great.
If you can time it to where her favorite comes on remote right there when you're ready to get down on one knee. Again, I'm just throwing out ideas. Hollywood production style.
Yes. Seal the deal.
All right. I'm going back to the kitchen.
Okay.
Where I belong. So what we're going to do, let's chop our shallot. Finally chop our shallot.
Okay. We've got it all chopped.
And then we're prepping right now is what we're going to do. And then we're going to chop, we're going to take the lobster tails, remove the meat from the tails, which usually just, if you have those little kitchen shears, you can cut down the thin underside of the tail.
Mm-hmm.
And then just with your hands, peel the tail back and remove the meat. It should come out in one chunk.
Okay.
And we're going to chop that into cubes.
All righty.
Take about eighth to a quarter cup of the cilantro leaves,
mm-hmm.
and we'll finely chop them up.
Now, do we leave the stems on?
No, you remove the leaves from the stem.
Okay.
And then we're going to, de-stem the, then remove the leaves, and then we're going to finely chop it up.
Okay.
So you got a little eighth cup of chopped cilantro.
Cilantro smells so good. It just is wonderful.
It's a neat herb, to work with. It's always, it provides, and it's flavorful.
Yes, very flavorful.
Now, let's go over and get our water started for the pasta. We're going to fill up we're not going to cook much pasta for this meal. I honestly think that, here's an evening that what's going on as the guy, and so you're a little nervous. There's a chance she knows what's coming too. This is probably a lead into such a situation, so there could be a little nerves on her end too. So we're not, the richness of the lobster really captures the flavor, the meal, so we don't need a ton of pasta.
Okay.
Even though you bought the whole box because it's the way you have to buy it, we're only going to use about a quarter of that box.
Okay, so a quarter of the actual box that we We bought.
So it's a 16-ounce box. You're only going to use about 4 to 6 ounces of pasta.
Okay, great.
So you've got you're going to boil for 4 to 6 ounces of pasta. You're going to need just a couple quarts of water.
Okay.
And then we're going to add our salt to the water, about a tablespoon, and drizzle a little oil in the water. We talked about this before, but that oil keeps the pasta from sticking together. It's a little helpful hint. And we're going to bring that water to a boil. Now, while that's heating up, we've got we're going to use another large skillet.
We've got the large skillet.
And that's where we're going to make our sauce.
Now, do we have to preheat the skillet at all?
Well, we're just putting it on we're going to preheat the skillet over medium heat, and we're going to add about a tablespoon of oil,
okay.
Olive oil.
Right.
And when we do that, we're going to add our shallot.
Okay, so we've got the olive oil warmed up. Shallots go in.
Now the shallot's going into the pan. And what we want to do is caramelize this shallot, but we don't want to go too far with it because we don't want it to brown and change the color of the sauce.
Okay.
So we're going to cook it till it's clear.
Okay. So shallots are only cooked till clear, and then do we scoop them out?
No, no.
Okay.
Till clear. It's going to be about 1 to 2 minutes that it'll take for the shallot to turn clear. At that point, we're going to add our lobster.
Oh, okay. Great.
So now we're just going to add the cubed lobster right to the pan. Stir that occasionally and move it around at the beginning, and then basically you're cooking the lobster till it turns white.
Okay.
It's only going to take a couple minutes also. And you just stir occasionally. Keep it mixed. Coming in with one ingredient that should be in the cupboard that I forgot to mention, but we're going to need about a tablespoon of flour.
Okay, a little bit of flour. Sort of like we want the white flour to keep the creamy look.
You bet. Yeah, you want a white flour to keep it because we're making a creamy sauce. Now that you've got your lobster and shallot cooked in this pan while it's still heated, when the heat's still on, we're going to add our tablespoon of flour, sprinkle flour around, and mix it around. What we're doing is creating our roux. You're going to watch in the pan, you're going to see it kind of, your pan's going to basically, in essence, dry up. The
okay.
flour is going to suck up the remaining oils
okay.
and create the roux.
Okay.
Now, shortly right after that, we're going to add a quarter cup of the fish stock or chicken broth, whichever you got.
You pour that right in there.
Pour it right in there, and now you're creating your sauce. By adding the flour first and creating the roux, when you bring forward the next ingredient, the broth, that's the thickening. You know, the flour in advance is now the thickening ingredient to create a creamier, thicker sauce.
Okay, so when we put in our broth, it really just makes it just right.
You got it.
Instead of trying to dissolve flour in a lot of liquid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it.
And then our final ingredient, turn the heat down now and let it simmer. And our final ingredient, we're going to add about an eighth cup of the half and half for color.
Okay.
And we've got ourselves the sauce. We still have our cilantro waiting. We don't want to go early with the cilantro because you want that freshness of the cilantro. You don't want it cooked down.
Okay, so we don't want it to...
We're going to add that right at the end.
Okay, that's the last thing.
So we've got this sauce. Now, if you didn't time your sauce with the pasta, you know, you can slide the saucepan off the heat, just turn the heat to very low. You know, just let it sit for while you finish the pasta. That's not going to be harm. But what you don't want to do is have it on high heat and have the sauce evaporating.
Okay.
So you just got to, you know, just maintain a warmth to the sauce while you finish your pasta. Now, the water should be definitely boiling by now. So and we're going to add our 4 to 6 ounces of pasta to the water. And as we've talked about before, you're basically going to follow the directions of the box. You heat pasta up till it's al dente, which what you want to do there is just basically test a couple of noodles.
Okay, so we're just going to pick a few noodles out.
Yeah, whenever you're cooking with a pasta, you know, obviously they're very hard going in the water. And as time goes, about 8 to 10 minutes go by, you're going to see, you know, much more softening in the pasta. And the best way to test it, I think, from anybody's standpoint, is to pull a noodle or two out and take a bite of them. You know, if it's still got a crunchy interior, they're not done.
Okay. You know, and al dente means?
What does al dente mean exactly? Just done. I mean, just underdone, yes.
Just barely cooked, not overcooked.
Yeah, you don't want to overcook your pasta any time, you know, because then it becomes sticky. Now, when your pasta's in the boiling water, I like to just move it around on occasion. Every couple of minutes, just take your spoon and stir it. Keep things from sticking together. We have our sauce in the large skillet. We've got our pasta cooking. Then we're going to drain our pasta. Drain the water. When the pasta's done, we're going to drain the water over the sink.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to add that pasta right to the sauce in the pan.
Oh, okay. So we're not even using up a lot of the pans to make it.
No, this is a nice, clean effort. So we're just going to add it right to the pan. And then, basically you're folding the pasta into the sauce. Folding is just gently putting the pasta into the sauce.
Okay.
And our final step, we're going to add our cilantro. See, now our cilantro is coming out. We're leaving the cilantro, in essence, raw with the warm sauce.
Okay.
We're going to mix it in there nicely, but it wasn't in the cooking process, so we still have some that real vibrant green to it. And, it's a great green and white, creamy color sauce when it's done. And you can see the lobster. You can smell it.
You can smell the cilantro.
Now, as always, we got a bunch of cilantro, so take a few sprigs of the extra cilantro and garnish your bowls.
Okay, around the side. So we're going to put this in a slightly lifted bowl, not just on the plate.
If you have pasta bowls, they're preferred. Not everyone does. Pasta bowls are nice, wide, very shallow bowls.
Okay.
If you've had an Italian restaurant, you'll see some very wide, some elegant ones have some very wide rims. And, those are neat bowls. Not everybody has them. So if you do use plates, you want a plate with a rim on it because it is a saucy pasta. It's not a runny pasta per se, but, if you have a little one of those plates with the nice one-inch rim around it,
mm-hmm.
work okay. Bowls would be the, nice flat, shallow bowls would be the best.
Okay. And we garnish that?
Garnish with a little cilantro leaves. Set that out on the table. Nice chilled Chardonnay.
Now,
me, I would enjoy the pasta together before I went down to one knee, just because I'm such a food guy. I want to make sure I don't want to let the food go to waste.
Okay.
I'm figuring, it's time to eat. Bring the question. Get your answer, and then out comes the champagne and the dessert.
Okay. Sounds like an easy, elegant, extremely elegant dinner. It's going to look very sophisticated when it's all done, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a sophisticated yet simple meal. It's got lobster in it, which, again, when you do, here we go again. Once you go for the right ingredients, you're halfway home without even getting started. I mean, she just sees and hears lobster. Her eyes light up. I mean, it's already, considered, oh, wow, this is something special.
Something special. Well, a special dinner for a special day.
Sounds like I've been popping this question all the time.
I know. So it's called the lobster.
We're going to call it a lobster fusilli.
Lobster fusilli. Okay. That's awesome. Thank you so much. That's a great, great recipe. And I'm always starving when we get through talking because... I'm always totally interested in all of the meals and everything. Thank you so much. So anybody thinking of popping the question, now you've got the perfect meal to do it. This is Dr. Letizia Wright for IDCDating.com. IDCDating.com is where we are creating multicultural relationships every day. Thanks for joining us. Remember, ignoring one's conscience is neither safe nor right, and I'll be talking to you next time.